the never said that is the oil that comes down and the electric and the backup.
All right, 6 o'clock. My name's Dave Blumsett. I will open this meeting of Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members on the left, starting on the left, to introduce themselves.
Tim Madsen, Farmer Township.
Tom Dissey, Detroit Lakes.
Phil Hansen, Becker County Commissioner.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Jeff Lawrence, Lake Eunice Township.
Craig Hall, Highland Township.
Harvey Old Lake.
Kyle Varford, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. Minutes from the previous meeting. Any corrections or additions? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Yeah.
A motion by Harvey. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
A second by Jeff. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, I'll go over the protocol for this evening's hearing. We've introduced any old business set aside from a previous meeting. There is none this evening. So we then introduce any new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plot approvals. Ask the applicant to step forward, introduce their application. I ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all have spoken, admin staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. This one is a board of recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They will address these matters at around 9:30 a.m. at their next meeting, which is Tuesday, December
2nd.
December 2nd, right? All right. With that, please shut off all cell phones and we will begin the first applicant. Kyle?
First applicant is DHV Ventures, LLC, requesting a conditional use permit to rent out shop space for commercial use and storage.
So, first time doing this, I just looking to reverse the...
What's your name, please?
Oh, sorry. My name is Marcus Gahn, G-A-H-N.
All right.
Yeah, so this is the old overhead door building, the house on 28774 State Highway 34 there, adjacent to the Gopher State Storage facility that we also own. And we found out when we bought the house and the shop a couple years ago, the former owner had changed it to residential. For the past, I believe, 20 years before that, it had been commercial slash residential zoning. Every building around there has the same zoning. It's only commercial. That's the only house in the area. So. We are requesting to change back to how it had been for, you know, a couple decades there on commercial slash residential zoning.
All right. Any questions for Marcus?
That's so, not what we have, is it? So we don't have a change of zone?
No.
No, it's a conditional use.
Yeah. So you're aware of that?
Yeah, so it'd be a conditional use permit to go back to how.
Yep, but you'll still, your property will still continue to be zoned residential.
Yeah. Okay. Like the conditional use to be able to do commercial slash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a plan for what you are going to put in there right now, or what is, or are you just going to have it open ended for rent it out to someone?
Yeah. So the building will be converted to three shops. It's a 6,000 square foot building with a 900 square foot office in the front. Rent out to tenants who need shop space or office space. And then no adding to the structure at all. So we won't be building anything extra. It'll just be the same building footprint. The house will be there, no additions to the house at all. There's also a detached garage. So basically give it the love that it needs. You know, we just got done painting a new appliance in the house, the shop. We'll need some furnaces. And then don't think plan to paint the shop. No additional, like I said, structural building at all on the outside or additions to the building. And then rent out to tenants who need, you know, shop space, man cave, workshop, or storage.
And then how about the house? You plan to just rent that out?
Rent the house, yes. All right.
So when you say man cave, is that going to be residential?
No, it can't be.
That's what I mean. So.
Yeah. Just, you know, when people have, you know, a man cave to tinker on their car or, you know, work on just projects and wood shop. Yeah, no living, you know, same thing with the storage. Sometimes people get creative. We don't allow that.
Right.
So looking, would they, for your shop, would the entrance be by the house?
Correct. There's a shared road there that comes up from the house that splits. So that would be the same exact access that had been there for years.
And I think the only comment we have is just wondering how much traffic you think would be going in and out of.
Sure. I took a look at that and was thinking about, okay, what was there before? There was a house with a family, and then there was the business, the overhead door business. And I'm thinking either the same or less traffic, just because there won't be a big business there operating daily. There'll be, you know, maybe a couple smaller businesses, or like I said, a guy with a man cave, or maybe even storage, or someone's there seasonally. So the same traffic or less that was there when overhead door was there.
All right, any other questions for Marcus? All right, thank you, Marcus. You may have a seat. Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else to speak to this application?
Hello, my name is Sue Sonnenberg, 28659 State Highway 34, directly across the highway from this project. He's addressed the fact that the effect on Highway 34 traffic in that area. And as you know, there are already condo storages directly to our west. We're on the south side of the highway. And so the traffic that's being funneled through that area now is a concern. But if you're comfortable with how he's addressed the traffic issue, we'll take that for now, but it is a concern. Also, as far as specific storage, we're almost getting into what are there specific businesses that can go into these areas. We are residential, and to our east is a little development back there. So there are homes in that area, and it would be nice to know what, not just for this project, but for the ones to come that would be using this. And if you lived in that area, you would be asking those same questions. What specifically will be going into this project? So thank you.
Any questions for Sue? All right, thank you, Sue.
Yep, everybody understands the concerns out there. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else in the app to speak to this application? Anybody else? All right, just the one letter from the state, right?
And
so with that, we'll close testimony, open up for deliberation.
I think my only concern is just, I think it is very appropriate for a storage area, but not knowing what type of businesses would go in there, and I don't know how you would restrict it or know, but without knowing what kind of businesses are going to be in there, if it was just going to be storage space, if it was just going to be a manufacturing that we knew what kind it was, but
it can't be industrial. It can only be commercial.
Yeah, right. Or a shop space, like what he had said. You know, we knew for sure that that's what it was going to be, but just not knowing,
right?
You know, is it going to be a cannabis shop? Is it going to be a, you know, we don't know. It can't be a cannabis shop either because it's just
right.
But like that's the thing that I think about. But
yeah. And it was, you know, it was a commercial business operating out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It had been zoned commercial. I mean, it came to us to change of zone, and that was for the purpose of making it residential for financing.
For a loan for the house
when the previous people, and then he was going to operate that garage door business out of the back. I mean, that's why, you know. So this property's been to us before, and it wasn't that many years ago.
That's commercial adjacent to it.
And it's commercial adjacent, and it's a commercial corridor. It's Highway 34. There's
surrounded.
You know, we've dealt with everything all the way out through Haida Land over the years. Everything that's right up against 34 is kind of designed that way, so.
I'll make a motion, we approve.
Got a motion by Craig to approve, do I have a second? Got a second by Tom, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote, all those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Next application.
Second applicant, Devin Wood, on behalf of Timothy Hagestun, requesting a conditional use permit to operate a firearms business.
This is my first time too. My name is Devin Wood. I rent from Tim Hagestun, and I'm looking to start a firearms and business out of my home and sell firearms and ammunition. I won't be having any kind of public shooting or anything at the house. And yeah, that's kind of it. It'll be by private appointment only as well.
So no signage, no people just dropping by?
No people just dropping by. I might put a yard sign in the house, or out by the road or something like that, or advertise on the side of my truck or something, but nothing crazy. Right.
So people pull into your yard, not the neighbors?
What's that?
So people drive into your yard, not the neighbors, when they're trying to find you?
Yeah.
I think you answered the big one, and that's come up a lot in the emails and everything, and understandably so.
Yes, sir.
You know, about whether there'd be firearms going off in that corridor. So that was a big one, so.
Yeah. Good. I do shoot at that property privately.
Yeah.
But I will not be having clients or anyone of the sort shooting at the house now.
I think we should maybe put that as a stipulation on that.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. I would agree with that as well, Craig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you said you do shoot on your own. Where do you shoot on your own? That looks pretty residential right there.
Into the field. Find the house. To the east. I don't do it very much.
And that's Tim's property, the landlord. That's all his property that's back behind him.
All right, any other questions for Devin? Right, thank you. You may have a seat.
I also brought payment. Can I give that to Kyle?
Yeah. All right, anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else to speak to the application? All right, no other correspondence other than what was emailed to us?
No, sir.
All right, we'll close testimony, open for deliberation or a motion.
Agree wholeheartedly with Craig and Tommy. I mean, the shooting, it has to be put in there. I think that you sell the guns, please do, but no shooting.
Well, just a reference, we have, there's one of these same businesses about 3/4 mile east of here on the same side of the road as him on Floyd Lake, Gordy Anderson. He's been operating there for, years upon years. Matt and Josie Johnson have one in the city of Frazee. We've seen probably two more in the last year come before us. It's not.
I think we had one about a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah, essentially what it is it's in order to get an FFL from the ATF, you have to have some type of county approval. So basically, again, they're just going to call him and they're going to show up and do paperwork at his house. He orders the gun. He's not working on them. He's not going outside, test firing them. And I mean, again, so there is one right. As a crow flies, it's probably less than 3/4 mile from him right now. It's called Gordy's Guns. And again, Gordy, he goes to those gun shows in town and all that, but it's not like an actual store.
But I mean, he doesn't shoot at his place, right?
No. So. No, I'm just letting you know there's
several. And thank you for that.
There's one right by him that's been operating for, again.
We've approved several.
Okay. Yeah, they're more common than you think. And there again, it's like anything. When you go buy a gun at Shields, you don't, or Lake Sports Shop in town, you don't get to go fire it first. You know, I mean, it's not.
I think it's smart to put that in.
Right, no, absolutely, I agree. Then for one, it just...
I would make a motion that we approve with the stipulation that no shooting on the property as part of a range for anyone who's doing, you know, business with you. Your personal is a different story, but no other firing.
Yes, sir. I totally agree, by the way.
I'll second it.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? That'll call a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Tommy, second by Tom. Meeting adjourned.
Good luck.